A week and a half to go until Brexit, and the European Union says it's ready for the UK to leave without a deal. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, filling in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Today, the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, said the bloc is now prepared for Britain to exit without a deal in place. It's a scenario, he said, was never the aim, but one that's becoming more likely by the day. The British Parliament has been unable to come to a consensus on how to proceed after members three times rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's EU-negotiated deal. Last night, in another string of votes, MPs failed to give a majority to four possible alternative exit strategies. Mr. Barnier said there are now two options for the UK: leave without a deal or ask the EU for an extension to the deadline. Well, today, Theresa May will chair a lengthy meeting of her senior ministers to consider the government's next move. The BBC's Norman Smith has more.
Ministers will today have to make hard choices. Putting them off is no longer an option, with Number 10 insisting that Friday is now the last moment by which the government could credibly ask the EU for a further delay to Brexit. There is, however, no clear consensus, hence the decision to set aside 5 hours for today's cabinet. While there will be calls from some for the government to leave without any agreement, that is a minority view. More likely are moves to add elements to the political declaration, the second part of Mrs. May's agreement, possibly even including an option of a customs union in order to broaden support for the deal.
The BBC's Norman Smith reporting there. Now we're going to hear from one business owner who has been a vocal supporter of Brexit. But first, let's do the numbers. The British pound is slightly lower amid those ongoing Brexit talks. European stocks, meanwhile, are following Asia shares higher on momentum from positive factory data yesterday in China and the U.S. And here's an asset we haven't talked much about lately. Bitcoin has surged as much as 25% to above $5,000. It's the cryptocurrency's biggest one-day gain in nearly a year, but it's still trading well below its record high of $19,666. Now, Goldman Sachs estimated yesterday the Brexit process has cost the UK more than $700 million a week since the 2016 referendum. Over the last month on this show, we've heard from many business owners all over the UK and in Europe about how they're dealing with growing uncertainty about how Britain will exit the EU. Today, we hear from Tim Martin, founder of one of the biggest UK pub chains, Wetherspoons, about why he believes Brexit brings more positives than negatives for the UK economy.
People in the UK just want to be in charge of their own destiny and have decisions made by people they've elected.
What we've been hearing, at least so far, from a lot of UK businesses and those in other parts of the world, like the Netherlands, that deal with UK businesses, is that they've already seen a negative impact from Brexit, be it because of the currency swings or just the preparations for no deal, just the uncertainty. So short term, what kind of impact are you seeing on your business?
People who are religiously devoted to the idea of remaining in the EU say that business is bad. It's complete and utter nonsense. The UK's got the lowest unemployment it's ever had. The government tax take is at a record, and our profits are up since we voted 3 years ago to leave by 40 or 50%.
Now, you have been facing higher costs recently, and the company says that that's just because you're paying workers more. But if you look at your costs, would they go up if another fall in sterling helped boost inflation? Would that be a problem for you?
Well, over the last 40 years I've been running this company, sterling has gone up and down as currencies do, and interest rates have gone up and down as well. That's a good thing. It's an automatic stabilizer. It's part of a free market. It went down a bit after we voted to leave the EU. That helped tourism. It helped exports.
But economists do say that economic growth in the UK will suffer as a result of Brexit. Do you not agree?
The economists in the UK said if we didn't join the euro, we'd do really badly. They said if we even voted to leave, most economists said, including the IMF, the OECD, etc., they said we'd have a recession and that there'd be 500,000 jobs lost by now. They were wrong. We've created 500,000 jobs.
Now, you've already moved to insulate your business from Brexit. You've taken French-made champagne, Italian-made Prosecco, German-made beer, off the menus, or at least you're moving in that direction, opting instead for UK-produced products. So will Wetherspoons be fully insulated from Brexit?
If we just get out tomorrow, the country will do really well because it'll become a free trading nation, free to make deals with other countries in the world. We insulated ourselves to an extent. They're doing very well. Everything you buy from the EU, you can buy from the 93% of the world that isn't in the EU or from the UK.
Tim Martin of UK pub chain Wetherspoons there. To Tokyo now, where lawyers for Carlos Ghosn, the former Nissan chairman, today asked their client be tried on financial misconduct charges separately from the Japanese carmaker and Mr. Ghosn's former fellow board member, Greg Kelly. The BBC's Saranjeet Lail has more from Singapore.
Essentially, they're saying he's not going to get a fair hearing otherwise. So, along with Mr. Ghosn and his close associate, Greg Kelly, who served as a director on the company's board, Nissan itself has been indicted by prosecutors for making false disclosures in annual security reports. The firm, of course, they've expressed regret for that, and its employees have actually signed a plea bargain with Tokyo prosecutors and cooperated with their investigation against their former boss. So as a result, Mr. Ghosn's lawyer, Junichiro Hironaka, said it's unlikely Nissan will dispute the claims made by the prosecutors and likely agree with all the evidence submitted by the prosecutors.
The BBC's Saranjeet Lail in Singapore there. Don't forget, you can chat with us all day long on social media. We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.